reading cycle changes. And so this next year, we will be reading more from the Gospel of Mark. So this Sunday begins that time, and it's a challenging passage. So let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church this morning. Mark chapter 13, verses 24 to 37. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the parent. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey, and when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And so what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. This is holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
The scripture readings during Advent season every year are abrasive and startling. They're actually meant to be startling and abrasive because Advent is a season when we are asked again, as we're often asked in our walk of discipleship, to stay alert, to stay awake. Wakefulness is the theme of Advent. And it is especially the theme of this gospel reading this morning as Jesus tells the story of someone leaving on a journey, going on a trip. The servants are left in charge and the doorkeeper is told to keep watch because you don't know when the head of the household will return. And you don't want to be found asleep when that person comes back. So Jesus says, what I say to you, I say to all, stay alert. Now, if we were to read on into the next chapter of Mark, we would see this theme appear again. This time, though, it would be in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus is in a moment of deep, deep despair. It is that deep soul suffering that Jesus is experiencing in the garden. He's just about given up all hope, and he needs his companions to accompany him in his suffering. But his companions have fallen asleep. And so Jesus says to them, can you not stay alert even for this hour? Stay awake, Jesus says. So we are given clues here that this message we hear every year during Advent, stay alert, is given in a time of deep struggle and suffering. There is, it seems, an urgency for Mark in his gospel to communicate to his hearers, you must stay awake in the darkness of this hour that we are in today. And so those of us here this morning, the urgent message is for us too. Stay awake in the darkness of this historical moment that we are in. Don't fall asleep now, while the poor continue to be trampled on and the rich get richer. Don't fall asleep now when the homes of immigrants are raided and people are pulled from families to be deported. Don't fall asleep now while white supremacy rears its mighty head again, and people of color are sacrificed in our streets and in our schools. Don't fall asleep now while Trump and others in power rule this land with the politics of greed and nationalism. Don't fall asleep now while the engines of consumerism and materialism get revved up as people scurry about in the holiday frenzy. The message of Advent is as urgent as it was under Roman rule. This is the time to be awake. We must, in the darkness of this historical moment, keep our lamps trimmed and burning, as that black spiritual goes. Now, Jesus is not talking about being awake in this time in a strict sense of just meaning being not in a state of sleep as we are at night. He's talking about wakefulness in the sense of being conscious about what's going on with us and in the lives of those who are most hurting at this time. It is wakefulness in the sense of being able to see through the lies to the truth of what is really going on, being awake to what is most important. As I was pondering this message of staying alert this week, I thought a great deal about how important rest is for wakefulness. I was joking with Pax earlier this week that the Advent theme of keeping awake has felt highly ironic in my life these days as we brought our little child back home from the hospital this past Monday, and now Oscar is home with us. Thanks be to God. He's doing well, by the way. He's a little over 5 pounds, so he's running. I know. But Heather and I find ourselves waking when we want to be sleeping. I find myself falling asleep during the day when I want to be working. There's nothing like caring for a newborn that will teach you how important sleep is for your sanity. And God has created us so wonderfully that she thought it necessary that rest be essential for us. So essential that Sabbath becomes a commandment in the Torah, not an option, but a commandment from God. Staying alert is not about the absence of rest. In order to be alert to what's going on, we actually must be people who know how to rest. Thomas Merton writes that when there is no room for quiet, when there is no room for solitude, when there is no room for thought, when there is no room for attention, when there is no room for the awareness of our state, there will in the end be no room for the human person. Wakefulness in this Advent meaning of the word is actually an encouragement to rest so that we might deepen in our ability to stay awake and to stay alert. Though the message of Advent is about staying awake to what is wrong and hard in the world, the message of Advent doesn't stop there. If we are more aware of the reality of the darkness of this historical moment, then we will also be more ready to receive the light. On the other side of Advent, of the Advent message, is the light of Christ that is coming to us in the world. We are aware of the darkness, but we are not swallowed by it. We are not swallowed up by death and the sting of it in our culture. We long for and we await expectantly the light of Christ. And of course, the odd thing about the light of Christ is that it's not necessarily an overpowering, spectacular light. The light of Christ is actually often the same thing as the needs of Christ, meaning that when Jesus comes to us in a stranger's guise, in need, that is also the light of Christ coming to us in the form of a person in need. We know how the real Christmas story goes, not the story of Santa and the reindeer, but the real story of the child Jesus who was born into Roman occupation. He is an outcast and poor from the very beginning. He is first housed in a barn because there was no room for the human person in Rome, just as there is often no room for the human person in the United States. So this story of Jesus' birth gives us clues for how we are to look for the light of Christ today. Where will we find the presence of Christ? We will find it if we can stay awake in this dark hour and make room for the human person, we will see the light of Christ coming to us through those in need of care. But that's not the only way we notice the light of Christ. We will also see the light of Christ as we enter into quietness and the rest that is necessary for us to be wakeful in these trying times. Christ will be your light in the quiet and in the contemplative places that you must go in order to stay sane in this world. We also must not forget that the message of Advent is also the message of the coming of Christ in this cosmic sense, in terms of the second coming of Christ. It's the day of the Lord. The second coming is this hope that the earliest Christians had of a day when tyrants and rulers will be swept down from their thrones, and as Mary sang and we sang this morning, the world will be turned on its head. The fires of God's justice will burn, and in the halls of power, not a stone will be left on stone. This day of the Lord is a vision of the end time, of God's great restoration of mercy and justice. And while we await that day, we live into it with every small act of care and love and hospitality to those in need. We live into that great day of the Lord when we make room for the human person. This really is the call of Advent. So my word to you this morning is really pretty simple. Let's try our best to not get too confused this season. Because though people may look like they are busy and awake, we're not necessarily always awake to what really matters. And so we must ask ourselves if we are awake to Christ, who is coming to us always, now, and in the time of not yet. This is my prayer for us this season, my prayer for myself and for you. Amen.